Today's share in the Dershin Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. We're in the 6th volume of Mishnah Berurah, beginning a brand new siman today, which we hopefully will finish and maybe even start the next one. But we'll start with siman Tof Resh Lamed Vav, the din of a sukkah yeshana, a sukkah that wasn't made right before sukkahs. So the Mechaber starts off Sif Aleph. Sukkah yeshana, what is the definition of an old sukkah? Dahainu she'asah kodem she'ikansu shloshim yom lefnei achag, that was made more than 30 days before the yontif started. The concept of shloshim yom lefnei achag, we start learning of the dinim of the chag, is something we'll talk about in a moment, and that's where we get the 30 days from, according to one opinion. In any event, such a sukkah is ksheira, because it was made l'shem tzel, and therefore it is a kashera sukkah. However, the Mechaber says, ubavad, in order to make sure that it's good, he brings it down from the Rosh in the name of the Yerushalmi, Shechadish bo dover ata begufo l'shem hechag. You should do something specifically to demonstrate that you're doing this l'shem chag sukkahs sometime beforehand. And what would this be? Afilu b'tefach al tefach, sahi, imhu b'mokum echad. And even if it's in one place, to do something, we'll see exactly what this means, a tefach by a tefach, in one place, to demonstrate that you're doing it l'shem chag sukkahs, that turns the whole sukkah into a non-problematic sukkah. He says, by the way, if the chiddush in the schach is across the entire sukkah, it goes from one end to the other end, so then sagi afilu koldu, then you don't even need a tefach. It's enough if you're, let's say, putting in a new piece of schach or removing something and putting in schach, so then it would be adequate if it was even less than a tefach, as long as it goes across the entire width or the length of the sukkah. V'imasol l'shem achak, if the sukkah itself was made l'shem chag sukkahs, it was made as a sukkah, so then even if you made it well before 30 days before the chag, afilu mitchilas hashana, even if it was at the very beginning of the year, meaning it was after sukkahs that you made it for the next year's sukkahs, ksheira, below chiddush, then it's perfectly good, you don't even have to make any chiddush. Now we said quite a bit over here in the Mechaber, let's look inside now in the Mishnah Berurah and the Dershu footnotes to explain it better. So we started off, the Mechaber said, a sukkah yeshana. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph tells us, what does this mean? Pirish, haschach hayoshan. The schach was put up more than 30 days before the yontif of sukkahs. Avol b'defanos, if it's the walls, less lon ba l'kuliyama. That has absolutely no significance whatsoever. People that have, for example, the walls up all year long, all year round, it's a gated area or an enclosed area. Without schach, that's zero problem at all. And the Shaar HaTzion Osalef, he brings down the name of the Taz and other Achronim, and he says, V'gamein tzorech l'chadish b'dover. He brings down for the Prima Gavim. You don't have to do anything about it as well. The walls themselves can be old. That's not the problem. It's only the schach that we're dealing with. Sivkot and Beis, and if you made this schach more than 30 days before Sukkot, the ilu b'tol shloshim, if it's within 30 days, the Mishnah Berurah says Sivkot and Beis, if it's within the 30 days before Sukkot, mistama, kiven the shalom hilchas achag, kodem l'chag, shloshim yom, since you're already starting to ask about the yontif, 30 days, notice he uses the word only shalom, he doesn't say shalom adarshit, we'll see in a moment in Dershu footnote number 1. So he says, since you're already talking about chag, obviously everything you're doing, stama l'shem chag nasis, mistama, anything that you're doing is regarding the sukkah, it's going to be for sukkahs, and therefore you don't have to specify it. Now, the issue footnote number 1 brings down, is this true that 30 days before the chag, you're dorshin the shoalim? Maybe that's only for Pesach, and he brings down a machlokas in the issue footnote number 1 as to whether this is a specific thing only for Pesach, and for the other days, for the other holidays, it can be just a couple of days, or no, they also have 30 days beforehand. And he brings down an interesting Prima Gadim who points out a diuk in Rashi. The Rashi says, in front of Sukkot, it's just Shoalin, Gam Kodim Shar HaChagim, and Linya Sukkah, he just writes Sholim, Velo Hasif Shadarshin, and therefore, this is telling us that the Rav didn't necessarily give a drasha 30 days beforehand, but if people came to ask, Bistama, they would ask within 30 days before the Yontif. In any event, that's the first source for this 30 days. An additional source is brought down for the Chalkus Yaakov, that he says, it has nothing to do with the Shoalin and Darshin, and La Machma Shistam Odom Shabon Sukkah Miskabin Shitamo Shloshim Yom. That Mistama, you want your sukkah to be have a sturdiness to it, a certain level of sturdiness to it that would last 30 days. And that's where this 30 days comes from. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel, and he says the Shloshim Yom Lav Davka, it's not literally 30 days. Du'adin Afilu Betchilas Hashana Ksheira. This could be even at the beginning of the year it's good. Da'afilu Masor Shalol L'Shem Chak, even if you didn't make it for the purposes of Sukkot, Rak L'Shem Tzel B'Alma, just making it for the purposes of shade, Kam King Sheira, that also would make it good. U'kedela B'Simen Tov Resh Lamed Hey, as we learned previously in yesterday's shir, that we said that it's perfectly acceptable as long as the sukkah is made L'Shem Tzel, even if it wasn't made L'Shem Mitzvah Chak Sukkos, for a sukkah, nevertheless it's still good as long as it's made L'Shem Tzel, as opposed to L'Shem Tzniyas for privacy purposes. Then Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalet tells us, but in this situation you should be mechadish something, which means haynu lichatchila ulemitzvah biyama. You should be mechadish something lichatchila. Preferentially, you should do this, but by the evidence, it would still be good if you didn't do this. And he brings down in the Sharet Zion Oz Dalet, this is the Mogen Avram, the Taz, the Narshon, the Chayodom, and the Bikur Yaakov, as opposed to the Beis Yosef, who holds the Kol HaPos Kabula Yikuva. Since if you don't do this, then it's no good. Whereas they all hold that you should do this L'mitzvah, but B'di'evit, it would be acceptable even without being Mechadish something. And the Mishmur continues, he says, K'dei Shalo Yovo Lahatir Afilo Aso Mitchila L'Shem Dira. And this, by doing something, this will demonstrate that you weren't doing this originally to make this into a dwelling place for you all year round. Then that would be somewhat problematic. As the Mishmur says, the Oz possible Daraisa, then it's no good Midaraisa if you're doing it for a Dira all year long. And we learned this as well in yesterday's Simon, in yesterday's Shir K'del and Simon Tofer Islam and Hey. Now he adds, "V'kol shekein besukos ganvach v'rakbash." We talked in detail about these two types of sukkah, the one that was made by goyim or noshim or for behema or for kusim, and then we had the rakbash, which was the reyim, the kayotzim, the burginim, the shomer peros, ho'amurim b'simin tofer shlamin hay, which again we learned yesterday shir in simin tofer shlamin hay. Bevade mitzvah lechadish ba'dover l'shem mechag. Again, lechatchila, you should be mechadish something to take it around. Any questions? Sivkot and hay, and you should do this in the guf of the schach itself. You should do something specifically in the schach. Doing something in the walls doesn't help. Albeit, in the Sharet Zion, O Zion, he does bring down a ritva. I won't go through the entire Sivkot and Zion here, but he does bring down for the Prima Gadim a ritva that says that if you were to do something in the third wall, the fourth wall won't help you because that's not an essential wall. But if you do something in the third wall, which makes it now into a kosher sukkah, that would also be considered a chidush that would make it acceptable. But in general, you do this beguf haschach, and the Mishmur continues, says, "Dahainu shaniach boschach ma'at ketefach al tefach meruba." You should make a square tefach by a tefach, and kidlekameh, as we'll learn in a moment, and that would be adequate. The issue footnote number 2 says, is it adequate that you just lift up an existing tefach by a tefach, square tefach? So the Aruch HaShulchan says yes. However, he brings out from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, no, that you should really replace it and put in new schach chodosh. Sivkot and Vav, the Mishmur says, if the chiddush is across the entire sukkah, so then you don't even need a tefach. Rosh Lomar, what the Mechaber is telling us here is, Shaholech al pnei kol orech ha-sukkah al pnei kol roch, was either across the entire length or the entire width of the sukkah, then it does not be a full tefach. Then Sagi afilu ein be'orkenu b'roch ben elamashu, then it's even enough if it's just a very thin reed or something that you're putting across the entire sukkah, that's enough of a chiddush. Sivkot and Zayin, afilu mitchilas ha-shana. However, if you made it l'shem sukkah, you made it l'shem the mitzvah of sukkah, so then even if you made it a year beforehand, right after sukkah, so you're ready to build next year's sukkah, that's acceptable. Then he, Mishnah Berurah says, interesting question, Sivkot and Zayin. What about a sukkah or medes mishana l'shana? You have a permanent pergola, you have some sort of a structure that you leave the schach up all year long. So he says, af dimitchilo asor l'shem mechag, even though you originally made it l'shem sukkah, so you made it l'shem mechag sukkah, and it stays up all year long. However, kivan sh'over hachag, once sukkah is over, hari bot lo hasiya, that is no longer considered good for next year. Ukamosh kosev amogin avram, in simen tofer shlamet ches, in sivkot and beis. And in Dirshu footnote number 4, he brings down that there are achronim that disagree with this mogin avram, but he says, l'maisa, one should be machmir like this mogin avram. And he says, v'afo gav diksherihi, technically it's perfectly good, because it was made l'shem tzel. Shari nasa mitchil l'shem tzel, it was made l'shem sukkah, so certainly it should be good. Nevertheless, ha'asiyo shayso l'shem achag nivtula. That doing it for sukkahs is removed. It's batel after the chag. And therefore, somebody has a permanent sukkah that's up all year long, so he should do something to be mechadish it each year. So if you have a pergola or something like that, and it's a permanent, perfectly good sukkah, so you should do something to it. Like we said, make a tefach by a tefach square or some schach across the entire length or across the entire width, even if it's less than a tefach, and this way you don't have any problems. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Yotzer Kli Cheres, a person who's a potter and he makes utensils. So the way they used to have it was they used to have an outside house and an inside house. So Yesh Lo Shtei Sukkos, Zulif Nimizu. These are houses actually. We call them sukkahs, but they're houses. And he says, in the outer house, which you didn't live in, but you used to make your pottery and to sell it, to entice people to buy it, so that was not where you lived. And in the inner one, that's where you lived. So this potter who has these two sukkos, zu lifnim mizu, one an outer one and one inside of it, he does make some of the pots in the inner one, but he sells them in the outer one. That's where he really doesn't live. Even though it's a perfectly good sukkah, since he's using it to dwell in and live in, so the inner one isn't considered the shame sukkah. But since he's living there all year long, it doesn't look and have the appearance that he's living there now for the mitzvah of sukkah. But v'chitzona yotziba, the outer one, he can't fulfill the mitzvah sukkah because he doesn't live there all year long. Shari eno darba kol hashana. Mishnah Berurah explains the sivkot and ches. It's not recognizable that he's living in the inner house because that's where he's living. V'magbias aschach. But if he were to lift up the schach, the chozer of anichol l'shem sukkah, and then puts it back l'shem sukkah, then it would be kasheru because then he's demonstrating that he's doing it l'shem sukkah. Shari afilu tikras habayis miskashel l'sichol chayde ma'isazeh. If somebody has his living room and he lives there all year long in his dining room, his bedroom, and then before sukkah he removes the roof and he puts down schach, so then that's certainly good. Kaboshin is borah b'simon tafrish lamed aleph, as we've already explained in simon tafrish lamed aleph. And he says the same thing applies here. V'adim b'sukkah she'asol l'shem achag, a sukkah that you made for the purposes of sukkahs. V'yachakach ha'yador bo kol shonet. Now he lives in it all year long. So kishiyagia chag ha'sukkos. Now that it's sukkahs, tzorech l'chbiach schach, you should lift up the schach, v'lachzor l'anicha l'shem sukkah mitam zeh. And you should then lift it up and put it back down, so you mechadish something in it. V'lo sagi b'gilu ha'gag levat. It's not enough to just reveal the roof itself. You should actually move the schach. The issue footnote number 5 brings down, if you have like a retractable roof and you put up the schach underneath it and then you took off the retractable roof, so we put down previously from the Ramah that the sukkah is kshera and it's not a concern of tasav lo min ha'osui. However, the Bikuri Yaakov says shebin yonenu, in our discussion, in lahakel basaris hagag, here it's not enough to just remove the roof. Shekivin shedar b'mokum zeh tachas haschach kol shan, here this is your bedroom, you're living here all year long. You can't just remove the retractable roof, but you have to do something specifically to the schach itself. As opposed to if you didn't put the schach up before the chag, then it's enough. So then it's enough to just remove the retractable roof because you didn't have the schach up all the time. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tes, he says, you want to demonstrate you're doing the inside hut for the potter, that you're doing it l'shem mitzvah, so you have to demonstrate now by removing the schach and putting it back. The chidush ba'almo, the Mishnah Berurah says, sivkot and tes, lo mahani b'zeh kmo l'mala, that a simple chidush over here is not enough. So here, you can't get away with just doing one tefach by one tefach and a square, or a little bit across the entire schach. You were living there all year long. You ate and you drank there, you slept there. So you need to do something to make it recognizable that now you're sleeping, eating, and drinking in the sukkah rather than that's your regular house. Finally, Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yud tells us the outer one is good, the inner one is no good. Even in the outer one, you should make some sort of a chiddush like we spoke. The af da'asol itself, even though it was made originally for the purposes of sale of shade, that you shouldn't be hot. Hare lo asol l'shem sukkah. It wasn't made for the purpose of the sukkah. So we said in all of these situations, it's preferable that you go and make some sort of a demonstration that you're doing it l'shem sukkah. This concludes Simon Tof Reish Lamed Vav. And now let's start Tof Reish Lamed Zayin. We'll do Sif Aleph, which is the din of a sukkah she'ula o gezula, a borrowed sukkah or a stolen sukkah. But first we're going to start off with, can you make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed? So the Mechaber tells us Sif Aleph, Mishlo asa sukkah, if somebody didn't make a sukkah, for whatever the reason, maybe shogei b'mezid, whether he did it intentionally or unintentionally, an accident came up and he didn't wasn't able to make a sukkah, or it blew down, he made a sukkah and it blew down. Now, it's Chol HaMoed. Osa sukkah b'chol shomoyd. You are allowed to go make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Not a problem. And this would be true afilu b'sof yom hashvi, even at the end of the seventh day. On the last day of Hoshana Rabbah, you'd be allowed to go and do this. Chayin yocholotzis b'sukkah zu v'leishim b'cheres. And likewise, a person doesn't have to use the same sukkah all 7 days of sukkahs. You could be in a sukkah one day in this sukkah, one day in that sukkah, one day in another sukkah. It doesn't have to be the same sukkah all 7 days. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Aleph that whether you intentionally or unintentionally didn't make a sukkah, that doesn't affect this din that you're allowed to go make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. So Mishnah Berurah says, Ashma'inon comes to teach us over here, Shalo Konsu Avorzeh. The rabbis didn't institute any sort of a knas for a person that even intentionally didn't make a sukkah. The Kol Shekein, Im Novla Sukkosu B'Yom Tov. And certainly, if a sukkah blew down on Yom Tov, there was a hurricane, Certainly, you're allowed to go make a new sukkah on Chol HaMoed. However, Ubi Yom Tov, also like Himo, on Yom Tov itself, you can't go put it up. Even if the wind blew off a little bit of Yisrach on Yom Tov, you can't put the Yisrach back on yourself. So a guy would be able to do it for you, as the Mishnah Berurah now tells us, but you can't go put the Yisrach back on yourself. However, via guy, via the Akum, afilu nofal eschach kulo. Here, not only if a little bit of the schach came off, but even if the entire schach came off, gam kein yesh lahatir. This is allowed to be asked to the guy to do this for you. This is essentially a mirula akum b'mokum mitzvah, and therefore it would be allowed. Dish of footnote number 2, he does bring down from the Prima Gadim, he was not sure if this is the din. He's questioning, he's stopping, in mutu lomar lenochri, she yisachik l'sukkah b'yom tov kishen l'acheres. He's questioning, can you ask a goy to go put up yisach if you have no other sukkah? And he says, see him shechalil l'lohoros l'etim. He's scared to go and say, you're allowed to do this, and he says, v'tzarech iyon b'kozeh, and he's left with an unclear answer. But the Mishnah Berurah does paskin that you can do this. Sivka and Beis, you're even allowed to put it up at the end of Hoshana Rabbah, because Mishnah Berurah says, "Dechsev chagas sukkos taselecho shivas yomim." You can make the sukkah all 7 days. In other words, you don't have to have it for all 7 days. It can even be for 1 day. And Hochi Komar Chmona, this is what the Torah is telling us. I say sukkah bechag. You're even allowed to make a sukkah on the Chag of Sukkos. Pirish, the Eze Yomim Yishivas Hayomim Shetirtza. If you need a sukkah, you're traveling, you're going away, your sukkah fell down, whatever the situation may be, you're allowed to go and build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Afil B'Yom HaShvi, even on Hoshana Rabbah. If you didn't, for whatever reason, have a sukkah beforehand, or you were traveling, you didn't have an opportunity to do a sukkah, you're allowed to make it just on Chol HaMoed, or even on Hoshana Rabbah. What about on the Hoshana Rabbah Ben HaShmoshos? Ben HaShmoshos, also Lasosai De Atzmo. Ben HaShmoshos, you can't do it by yourself because the heavy Sveik of the Raisa. Here already, it's possible that it's already Yontif, and you're not allowed to make it on Yontif. However, by Yidei Akum, Shari Lasosai, but you can ask a non-Jewish person to make it for you even then. And the Shaar HaTzion, he brings us down the name of the Prima Gadim, because the Hotzorach Leishiv Gam B'Shmini, because we in Chutz Loretz also sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And therefore, the heavy shvus, the shvus, b'makum mitzvah, the shari. And therefore, he brings out for the Prima Gadim that this is allowed, because bottom line is, it's a mitzvah that you're allowed to go and do this by even violating a shvus, the shvus, amir le'akam, for him to do something that is not a darais, it's only the rabban. Finally, Mishnah Berurah says, Gershin is Gaia b'sochi me'achag, if a guy converts on Chol HaMoed, so also sukkah b'me'achag and osarim. He's allowed to make a sukkah for himself, even though he wasn't obligated in the first days, he's now obligated, he can make a sukkah for himself. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel tells us that Yochol lotzeis b'sukkah zu l'yeshe b'acheres, you don't have to sit in the same sukkah all 7 days of sukkahs. Ashminan, the Mishnah Berurah says, he's coming to teach us the lo bo'inon shiyas sukkah l'shivas yomim davka, that while the sukkah should be sturdy enough to last all 7 days, lav davka, that you have to sit in the same sukkah all 7 days. Sivkot and Dalet, l'yeshe b'acheres, you'll have to go sit in somebody else's sukkah. V'chein yochol lechol b'zo v'lisho b'zo, and one is allowed to eat at a meal at a friend's house and then go sleep in his own sukkah or vice versa. There is no requirement to go and stay in the same sukkah the entire yontif. The Chofetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Ose Sukkah B'chol HaShomayit, has a whole discussion as to what, if any, is the iser of putting up the schach on your sukkah on Chol HaMoed, Ayin Shom. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shir.